1 Corinthians chapter 15. What about everyone else? I have said several times that the resurrection spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is for those in Christ only. But it is only natural to ask, what about everyone else? Revelation chapter 20 verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Revelation 20 verse 5. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. The rest of the dead will not live again until the 1,000 years are finished. The term "live not again" is very suggestive. The simplest way to understand that phrase is in the context of the doctrine which I have been laying out. Under doctrines which say that at death the soul makes a transition from one plane of existence to another, this verse must be made euphemistic. In that case, "lived not again" must be interpreted spiritually, since normal death is also only a euphemism for the transition of the soul from one plane of existence to another. As I said before, the spirit is life itself from God, but one may be void of the spirit and spiritually dead. These are euphemisms for states where eternal life does not abide in the individual, even though he or she may be technically alive. Those who believe in the transition of the soul usually try to say that Revelation 20 verse 5 refers to living again spiritually. The problem with that is this. The subject of Revelation 20, verse 4, is the resurrection of the saints. So when it talks about the rest of the dead, that is said in contrast to the dead mentioned previously, the saints. They lived and reigned with Christ. Prior to our resurrection, the saints are not spiritually dead. We were only physically dead, asleep. God is not the God of the dead, after all. In the sight of God, the saints are alive, because he has promised them resurrection. They are spiritually alive, yet physically dead. It is the physical resurrection of the dead saints that the resurrection of the rest of the dead is being contrasted with. So you can't suddenly make this a spiritual death. That would violate the context.
When it says "lived not again," the scripture implies that these were once alive, and that the resurrection would return them to a life they had known before. This would have to refer to life and consciousness as we know them. If in death no one ever loses consciousness, it would be hard to speak of anyone as living not again. To insert into this text the idea that death is only spiritual creates conflicts and complications which I cannot accept.
Also, the dead who are not in Christ are not likely going to live again in a spiritual sense ever. That is very unlikely, since all those people are going to be judged based on their works. That is not to say that it would be impossible. After all, God is merciful, but I would not count on it. If God's mercy is not given to us in this life, it is unlikely that it will be extended to us in the resurrection. The firstborn from the dead, Christ, live not again until the third day. Those that are dead in Christ will not live again until Christ returns. The rest of the dead will not live again until the 1,000 years are finished. I hope I have made that clear, because this is a very clear-cut and dry interpretation. It is a bit of a digression, but necessary. Death is an extremely powerful force. To overcome death and rob death of its expected and inevitable victory is the greatest promise of Christianity. 1 Corinthians 15 is one of the primary passages dealing with this subject, and it is important for us to properly understand this doctrine, so that when we preach the gospel, we communicate the promises of God according to the teaching which we receive from the apostles in Christ.